当勉励。
This morning, I'd like to share with all you what is truth.
听到昨天呢，有很多 UPenn 学生去参加布道会。
Heard last evening, many UPenn students attended the evangelical service.
我们其实不止年轻人呢、啊，连成人都是，常常也问说真理是什么。
Not only the youth ask this question, but also the elderly ask, "What is truth?"
不只是现在，以前的人也在问真理是什么。
And、not only today, but many years ago, people had the same question.
那其实真理是什么呢？也出现在圣经里面。
And what is truth is also recorded in the Bible.
圣经有给我们解答真理是什么。
And the Bible gives us a clear answer.
我们来看这个约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 18.
约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
到三十八节。
To 38.
三十三节
Verse 33
比拉多又进了衙门叫耶稣来对他说你是犹太人的王吗三十四节
34
耶稣回答说这话是你自己说的还是别人论我对你说的呢三十五节
35
比拉多说我岂是犹太人呢你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我你做了什么事呢三十六节
36
耶稣回答说我的国不属这世界我的国若属这世界我的臣仆必要征战使我不至于被交给犹太人只是我的国不属这世界三十七节
37.
比拉多对他说这样你是王吗耶稣回答说你说我是王我为此而生也为此来到世间特为给真理做见证凡属真理的人就听我的话三十八节
38.
比拉多说真理是什么呢说了这话又出来到犹太人那里对他们说我查不出他有什么罪来在这里是记载着主耶稣被犹太人送到比拉多受审
And this records when Jesus was sent before Pilate
犹太人这个公会呢没有权柄来把主耶稣啊致死。
And we know back then the Jews did not have authority to sentence to death Jesus.
因为在那时代，这罗马帝国统治他们，他们罗马帝国把这个致死权啊赐给这个罗马的巡抚。
Because at that time, capital punishment was only done by the Romans.
那所以比拉多就来审判主耶稣。
So here, Pilate he is judging Jesus.
那主耶稣和比拉多有一些对话。
And there's a conversation between Pilate and Jesus.
那么在这里记载着比拉多问主耶稣啊，他是不是犹太人的王。
And here we can see Pilate asked Jesus, Are you the king of the Jews?
那主耶稣跟他讲说他是。
And Jesus told him that he is.
可是他的国不属这世界。
And he said that my kingdom is not of this world.
所以犹太人王不是指的肉体上的犹太人，是指属灵上这个神的选民。对，犹太人的王，这个犹太人，对不对？不是指肉体上的犹太人。
Oh, so this Jew is not referring to the fleshy or earthly Jew.
他说我的国度不在这里，所以犹太人都把他交进去了。他不是做这些犹太人的王。
So here we know Jesus, he is not the king of these Jews.
他是做这个神真的神的选民的王。
And he is the chosen people's king.
那他主耶稣回答说他是为真理做见证的。
And Jesus said that he is here to testify for the truth.
那三十八节比拉多就问说真理是什么
？And Pilate asked, "What is truth?"
今天在世界上有很多定义什么是真理。
And today there are many definitions of what is truth.
那其实有很多我们认为是真理的，不是真理。
And there are some things that we may think is true, but it's not.
比如说，很多人认为数学是真理。
A lot of people think math is truth.
其实等一下我们会讲到数学不是真理。
But we'll say that later on we'll say it is not true.
历史是不是真理
？Is history truth?
不是真理。
It's not truth.
科学是不是真理
？Is science truth?
等一下我们会提到，也不是真理。
It is not truth.
那真理是什么呢
？So what is truth?
在这里，难道主耶稣没办法回答比拉多的话吗
？So here is it that Jesus couldn't answer Pilate's question？
主耶稣没回答，不是因为主耶稣不会回答。
Here Jesus did not answer, which did not mean that he did not know what the answer was，
而是比拉多没有这个心。
But it's because Pilate didn't have this heart.
那么主耶稣就没跟他讲。
So Jesus did not answer Pilate.
那这里记载一个很讽刺的一种描述。
And here records a
很讽刺 sarcastic.
A sarcastic reply.
主耶稣就是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
我们放个书线在这里。
Let's put our bookmarker here.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
十四章的第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
十四章第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John 14, verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Here it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
所以主耶稣知道真理是什么，因为他自称说他是真理。
Jesus knows what the truth is. It is he himself.
他不只是带给我们真理，他就是真理。
He not only brings truth, but he is truth.
那很讽刺就是说，真理在比拉多前面。比拉多说，真理是什么？
So ironically, the truth was in front of Pilate, but Pilate asked, what is truth?
今天我们会不会像比拉多一样？
So today, are we like Pilate?
真理在我们前面，我们在说真理是什么？
The truth is in front of us, but yet we ask, what is truth?
这比拉多看外表，看主耶稣外表，他不觉得这个主耶稣是真理。
And we know Pilate looked at Jesus' outer appearance, and he said to him, and he probably thought, said to himself, this is not true.
那真理有些条件。
There are a few criteria for truth.
依照圣经呢，这个真理是永久不改变的。
And according to the Bible, this truth does not change.
不管在某个宇宙哪里是不改变的。
It doesn't matter which place or time, it does not change.
我们来看这个诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
119篇。
Psalms 119.
89节。
Verse 89.
诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
89节。
Verse 89.
诗篇一百一十九篇八十九节
，Psalms 119 verse 89。
八十九节这里说：“神啊，你的话安地在天啊，直到永远啊。
”So here it says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven."
这里说神的话是安地在天，是超越时间空间的，是永远不改变的。
Here it says the word God's word is settled in heaven, which means it surpasses space and time.
我们来看约翰一书。约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰一书，约翰福音第一章。
The book of John, chapter 1.
我们看第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
先看第一节。
Let's look at verse 1.
第一节这里说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
我们跳到十四节。
Let's turn to verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
It says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们看十八节。
Verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Here verse 18 says, No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
这个道就是真理，道成肉身。
And this truth is this truth in heaven that came down to flesh.
就是主耶稣基督。
And which is Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣在地上就把真理，把天父啊，神啊，表明出来了。
And Jesus on this earth, he manifested God through this truth.
可是比拉多看主耶稣的时候，他看不出来什么是真理。
But when Pilate saw Jesus, he could not see what is true.
他没办法看到主耶稣那里面，这肉体里面那一位永恒的、永不改变的这位真神。
And he couldn't see the true God that doesn't change within Jesus.
今天我在想说，我们会不会像比拉多还有犹太人一样
？So today I think to myself, are we like Pilate and Jews.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
我们常说这个圣经是真理，是不是？
A lot of times you say the Bible is truth.
好，请问大家几个问题一下。
Then we have a few questions. Let's all discuss.
请问圣经上的第一句话 ，in the beginning， 那个 in 是不是真理
？So we say
单单是 in 是不是真理
？In the Bible it says in Genesis is in the beginning. So the word in is that true？
不是吧 ？In 常常大家说 in and out。
Probably not, because we always say in and out.
好，这个蛇对夏娃说，你吃的日子不一定会死。
So when the serpent said to Eve that once you eat this fruit, you will not die.
那是不是真理？
This is truth.
不是吧？
No.
如果是的话，那怎么他们会死？
If it was true, then how can they... What,
圣经里面也记载的很多暴力，像说这个杀人啊、犯奸淫啊，那是不是真理？
And the Bible records a lot of murders occurred or adultery. Is that truth?
不是啊。
No, it's not.
那什么是真理？
So what is truth?
那是不是很懂圣经？圣经记载在哪里？什么经节记载哪里？就是真理吗？
Is truth knowing where all the passages and the details of the Bible is?
还是第章第几节讲什么？
Or you are knowing which chapter and verse this and that verse.
如果那个是真理的话
，If this is truth，
那么有一些这个圣经这个神学家，有些人可以把圣经啊背起来倒读都可以啊，那他应该最懂真理的。
And if this is truth, then those who are scholars, they are able to recite the Bible backwards and forward.
那犹太人。他们也很懂圣经啊，有些法利赛人也很懂圣经啊。那他们是不是懂真理？但可是觉得很奇怪，他们懂真理，怎么会把主耶稣钉在十字架上呢
？And also the Pharisees, they understood the Old Testament very well. Then if they knew the truth, then why would they crucify Jesus on the cross?
所以，什么是真理
？So therefore, what is truth?
我们今天看圣经有没有看到耶稣基督
？So today, when you look at the Bible, do we see Jesus Christ?
还是我们只是在看一些历史故事而已
？Or do we just look at historical events that occurred?
历史故事是不是真理
？Is historical record or is that truth？
比如说，我今天在费城教会。
So for example, today I'm in Philadelphia.
这个是不可否定的一件事实。
And this is something that you cannot deny.
除非我们大家都在做梦。
Unless everyone's having the same dream.
可是那只是一个 fact， 就是一个不是说真理啊，只是一个事实而已啊。
This is just a fact, not truth.
那圣经上说啊，这个历史啊，其实都会被忘记了。
The Bible says that historical events will be forgotten.
不会一直到永远。
And won't last forever.
我们来看一下这个我们放个书线在这里。我们看但以理书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 2.
但以理书第二章那边记载着尼布甲尼撒王梦到一个异象。
And in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, records King Nebuchadnezzar having a dream.
他后来忘记了。
And he forgot this dream.
后来他请人来。
And he asked several people to try and interpret the dream.
那百姓说，你这些聪明人、智慧人就说，请国王把梦告诉他们，所以他可以解梦。
And the wise men of that region asked the king to tell them their dream so they can interpret.
可是王说，我就不就说你，我不跟你讲，你要跟我讲梦什么意思。
But the king says, I won't tell you what I dreamt, but please tell me what I dreamt and the meaning.
后来这个但以理就来。告诉王梦是什么，和把解梦。
So, then comes Daniel who tells the king what he have dreamt and also what it meant.
那么后来我们看这个但以理书第二章的44节。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 2, verse 44.
44节。
Verse 44.
但以理书第二章44节，请你念一下，念到45节。
Okay, Daniel chapter 2, verse 44 to 45. Verse 44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all the kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Verse 45. Inasmuch...
45节。
As you saw that the stones were cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke into pieces, the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure.
我们看35节，请念一下35节。
Verse 35. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, and the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer...threshing floor, the wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found, and the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
在这里记载着，其实那个像啊，就是人类的历史。
And this image of the scene is representative of the history.
以后当主耶稣降临的时候，主耶稣就是那块石头，降临的时候会毁灭这世界。
And when Jesus comes again, he will destroy this entire world.
圣经记载说，这个世界呢会打粉碎，而且呢。
And here it says that this whole world will be broken and become like chaff, and it will not be remembered.
所以历史不是真理，虽然是事实，可是只是暂时，不是永久的。
So we know that history is not truth, although it is fact, it's not truth because that's not last forever.
所以我们今天在读圣经的时候，不要把圣经当成像一个历史书卷在读啊。
So today, when we read the Bible, we shouldn't treat the Bible as some historical book that we read.
当然，我们知道要知道它背景，这是需要的。
But it's important for us to know the background.
可是背景不是真理。
But the background is not.
请问，如果你知道背景，你得到生命吗？你得到真理了吗
？So when you understand the background, do you obtain the truth? Do you have salvation?
不会的。
No.
那有时候我们在读圣经的时候啊，哇，那个有些细节啊，有些那个。里面的到底发生什么事情？哦，大家在争辩了，看起来好像是为真理在争辩。
So sometimes when you read a few verses, we may have arguments or discussions about certain verses.
啊，拼了你死我活，好像到最后，这个说错的是撒旦了。
And
有时候在争辩的时候啊，像说有人把这圣经说错了，好像是魔鬼啊，撒旦。
Sometimes when we you know, argue with one another, it seems like it's just like Satan.
其实查考圣经不是那种圣经研究会啊，圣经历史研究会。如果圣经是读圣真理是圣经研地理研究会的话，那么那真的他拼的要死。
嗯，
做
研究会。
Bible research committee.
So the truth is not just sitting around and acting like we're in a Bible research committee and looking through these events.
我们要在，当然我们要知道历史，可是我们要在深入里面真理是什么。
So when we look at these historical events, we have to extract what is the truth.
我们刚才提到真理是永不改变的。
We know the truth does not change.
什么东西是永不改变的
？What does not change?
历史会改变。
History does it change?
历史会改啊，就是历史会被忘记，不是永久的。
We know that historical events will be forgotten.
那数学是不是真理
？Is mathematics truth?
有些人觉得这个数学是很中性的东西。
Some people think mathematics is certain.
科学也是，人家觉得科学也是啊。你现在很多人也是在读科学。
And some people believe that science is truth as well.
可是我们有没有想到，当主耶稣再来临的时候，毁灭这有形的世界，已经没有有形的世界，我们还要需要生物、需要科学那个化学去研究吗
？So we know when Jesus comes again, he will destroy this entire world, including the science and math that we have. This is truth.
当神毁灭的时候，我们还要需要数学去做生意还是建筑吗
？And at the time, will we need, you know, have do we need truth or science?
我们要需要数学去做生意还是建筑啊？建东西啊！
哦、oh, ，Well, we need a math to help us do business or to build buildings.
那时候临界了，已经你没办法去用物质界的东西去衡量了，去建东西了。
Because at the time in the spiritual realm, we don't need math.
哎，那真理是什么
？But so, what is truth?
当我们读圣经的时候，我们要去了解这位真神。
So when we read the Bible, we have to get to know this God.
效法他的榜样
，and to follow his example.
真的了解他，而不是很笼统的。
And to understand him.
圣经上记载着很多的事件。
And the Bible records many events.
特别是主耶稣来到世界上，他所说的话，他碰到情况做什么事情，让我们去思考，让我们去真的去看到那一位真神在这个肉体里面。
Especially when Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, he done and said many things that, that we have to listen and we have to follow.
所以换句话说，如果一个人不了解耶稣基督，他就不了解真理。
So in other words, if someone does not understand Jesus Christ, then he does not understand the truth.
有人如果说他自称他了解真理，可是不了解主耶稣基督，那他在自欺。
If a person says he understands the truth but does not know Jesus, then he is lying.
我们知不知道主耶稣的价值观
？So do we know the value system of Lord Jesus Christ?
主耶稣的原则
？So do we know his attributes?
他所喜欢的和不喜欢的。
Do we know what he likes and what he dislikes?
有时候 也是很笼统，很模糊。
Sometimes it's confusing.
Yeah. 不，也是就 vague.
Sometimes it's very vague.
那么真理还有一个特性。
And there's another characteristic of truth.
我们看这个约翰福音第八章的32节。
Let's turn to John chapter 8, verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 32.
约翰福音第八章的三十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 32.
第八章三十二节
Chapter 8, verse 32.
三十二节
32.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Here it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们有没有学习到真理？
So when we read the Bible, have we gained truth?
我们怎么知道我们有得到真理？
So how do we know we gain truth when we read the Bible?
就说我们读圣经的时候，我们觉得自由了。
So when we read the Bible, do we feel that we are free?
今天有很多人在读圣经的时候，觉得说没得到自由，而且觉得捆绑。
Many people, some people will read the Bible and feel they are not free, but they are bounded.
那这个可能你看到的不是真理，可能你不用不同的可能错误的态度，还是其他原因没有看到真理。
It's possible that with a wrong attitude, or it's possible that you did not see the truth.
比如说，昨天我听到一个晚上听到一个很好的道理。
So for example, last evening I heard a very good message.
有个传道说，我们通常读出埃及记的时候啊，都是读第一章读到二十章，或者之后呢，律法啊，还有见会幕啊，不要看了。
And the preacher said, in Exodus we usually reach from chapter 1 to 20, and then from 20 onwards, we do not read those laws and regulations.
还有建会幕的事情。
And regulation about building the altar in time.
的确，我刚开始读圣经的时候，读不懂，我就不读了。
And at the beginning, when I read the Exodus, it's the same. Once I reached there, I didn't continue. I found this very boring.
可是后来在读圣经的时候，发觉到说，其实在那个出埃及三十九章记载的，当会幕建好的时候，神的灵啊，充满着会幕。
So afterwards, when I read Exodus chapter 9 and how they created the ark, then the tabernacle, I felt that this is filled with God's spirit.
那今天这个会幕是什么？
So today, what is this tabernacle?
是我们弟兄姐妹，这教会。
It is the church and it's the brothers and sisters.
还有就是我们里面的心。
And it is the heart in us.
对。那么我们在读像这种东西的时候，我们要去了解，就是说真理是什么。
So when you read the scripture, we have to understand what is this truth.
我们要知道这是象征性 ，symbolism.、
We have to understand some things are symbolism.
怎么应用在生活上
？And how do we apply this in our life?
今天我们就是那会幕。
And today we are this tabernacle.
那我们要怎么让神充满在我们里面
？So how do we let God's Spirit fill in us?
我们就是像盖这个会幕的约柜啊，盖这个什么，还有做这个袍子啊，做一切都是按照神的指示。
So whether it's a tabernacle or the clothes, the priest wear, it's according to God's word.
其实那些家具的形容，还有那衣服的形容，都在告诉我们应该要怎么做，才会让神的灵充满在我们里面。
In God's instructions, telling them how to make these is instructions for us.
那是真理。
And this is truth.
如果我们可以看得到的话，
if we can see it,
那当我们了解了，
so once we understand,
去做了，我们觉得说神充满在我们里面，很快乐，很喜乐，我们得自由啊。
And do accordingly, then we know that God's spirit is in us, then we can be free.
那出埃及记那种会幕不是干燥无味的东西。
And so we know that recording in Exodus about this tabernacle is not just
干燥无味的东西 ，boring stuff.
It's boring things.
不是的，而是让我们得自由，让我们觉得很有兴趣去读的。
But it is for us to gain freedom. It is interesting.
我们来看这个，翻回来《约翰福音》十八章。
Let's turn to back to John chapter 18.
十八章在这里，比拉多和主耶稣在讨论一件事情。
So here, Pilate and Jesus was discussing,
就是主耶稣是不是犹太人的王
？Discussing if Jesus is the king of the Jews.
其实那边有个真理。
We see that there's truth here.
就是主耶稣是犹太人的王，这是个真理。
Which is Jesus is the King of the Jews.
我们有没有感受到这个真理呢
？So do we feel this truth?
耶稣是永久作王的，不管是现在还是未来，他是永久作王，不改变的。
We know that this does not change, which is Jesus is the King for now and forever.
主耶稣作王就是要给我们的自由。
And when Jesus is king, he will give us freedom.
那通常人读到这个句话，犹太的王，他们没办法去体验到这是真理。
And so when the pilot was not able to experience this truth,
主耶稣也特别问他说，哎，这是你自己说的呢，还是别人跟你说的？
So that's why Jesus asked him, did you say this or did others tell you?
难道主耶稣不知道那个这个比拉多是什么由来吗？是什么想法吗？
So did Jesus not know what, how Pilate came to this question?
当然知道。
Of course he knew.
可是他问这个问题就是希望比拉多可以去思考。
But Jesus asked Pilate in order for Pilate to reflect.
让他自己去选择说，哎，这个是虽然他从别人听到，可是这是我要问的问题。你是不是犹太人的王？
And to reflect and to, for him to think that, although this is someone else's question, but it's an opportunity for me to reflect.
不一样。
And this is different.
如果是别人说的话，这种消息，一种知识而已。
Because if others told him, then this is just news.
就像有些人跟我们说这是犹太人王。OK, 好吧，犹太人就犹太人，又怎么样？
For example, if someone tells you this is person the king of Jews, so what if this is a king of Jews?
这种是历史而已啊。
This is just history.
啊，有这回事。
And we know this event occurred.
可是如果是我们自己心里想要知道。
But if we really want to know in our heart.
你是不是那圣经所记载的神所应许的那弥赛亚基督？
Are you the king of the Jews, the one that they prophesied, the Messiah?
如果你是的话，那我感谢主，我终于等到看到你了。
If you are, then thank God, then I have waited.
因为借着信，这个犹太的王住在他心中，这个主耶稣成为他的王了。
And because and through this faith and belief, then Jesus would go into his heart and become a king.
那个人会体验到耶稣活在他心里面。
And he will feel that Jesus is living inside of him.
在他心中做王。
And in him, he's the king.
因为他相信他是犹太的王。
Because he believed that he is the king of the Jews.
那就很不一样了。
And then this will be different.
真理是什么？
So what is truth?
真理不，就说我们还是用心去体会，去相信，去接受。我们才会体验到。
So truth is something we have to experience.
好，那么在这个是比拉多问的问题。
So this is the question that Pilate.
那我们再仔细查考，为什么比拉多看不见
？So when we further examine, why did Pilate not realize what?
我们看38节
，verse 38。
他问了说：“真理是什么？”说了这话，他又出去了。
So he asked what is truth, and when he had said this, he went out.
从这里我们可以看到，比拉多没有心想去了解真理。
Here we know that he did not have the heart to understand the truth.
如果他有心要去了解真理的话，他不会说问了这问题就走了。
If he had the heart, then we know that he wouldn't just ask then leave.
他会说，会等待主耶稣回答这个问题。
He would just ask. He would just wait until Jesus answered.
可是对很多政治家来讲，这个世界没有所谓的真理了。
So according to a lot of philosophers, there is no truth.
对政治家 politicians.
Or politicians, there are no truth.
什么是真理？对他们来讲是皇帝，这个皇帝说这个就是真理。另外一个皇帝把前面皇帝推翻了，说这个是真理，那就是真理了。
So for politicians, whoever is the president or the king will say, and that's the truth.
所以这真理是相对的，对他来讲真理是相对的。
Relative. So truth is relative to them.
所以他这个比拉多头脑也动得很快啊。主耶稣说他是为真理做见证，他马上把主耶稣顶回去，说那真理是什么？哈，算了，不跟你谈了，走出去了。
So Pilate is very quick on his feet. He asked what is truth, and then Jesus responded, and he responded, and he just left.
那么今天我们会不会像这比拉多一样？其实真理在我们前面，可是我们没有心。
So today, are we like Pilate? The truth is in front of us. Do we have the heart to understand what is the truth?
我们有没有心要效法学圣经，后来效法耶稣基督，有那耶稣基督的形象呢
？So do we have the heart to learn the words of God and to learn from the example of Jesus?
我们真的有没有心想去学习主耶稣的 character， 主耶稣的个性，主耶稣的人格，主耶稣的思想？
So do we have this heart to learn about the characteristics of Jesus Christ and his attributes?
主耶稣在圣经上所做的完全都是表明天父神的作为，没有错，完全是真理。
And the deeds of Jesus Christ is the deeds from God.
那今天我们在读圣经的时候，有没有这个心说我要像耶稣基督？
So today, do we have the hearts to be like Jesus?
如果没有这个心想要像耶稣基督的话，那在读什么圣经，我们就是看那种历史故事啊，圣经怎么说，我们没办法接受认识真理。
So today, if we do not have the heart to become like Lord Jesus Christ, then we read this Bible just like a historical book.
这是第一个人物啊。
And this is the first.
那我们在思考啊，除了他以外，其实还有其他人呢、啊。看主耶稣，他知道主耶稣是基督，可是他不还是不相信。
So there are others who may see Jesus as Christ, but they do not believe.
比如说像法利赛人。
For example, like the Pharisees.
法利赛人啊，因为嫉妒耶稣啊，他们常常是因为反对而反对。
So we know the Pharisees were jealous of Jesus and they kept on opposing him.
我们来看这个马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章的二十三节到二十四节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 23.
啊，在这里记载主耶稣赶鬼。
Here records when Jesus cast out demons.
那有人就想说啊，主耶稣是不是那个弥赛亚基督啊
？And some were questioning and wondering if this Jesus is the Messiah.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
马太福音十二章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 23.
众人都惊奇说：“这不是大卫的子孙吗？”二十四节。
24.
但法利赛人听见，就说：“这个人赶鬼，无非是靠着鬼王别西卜啊！”啊，在这里我们可以看到说，当有人在说：“哎，主耶稣是不是那个基督？”的时候，啊，大卫子孙啊，他们嫉妒，就说：“啊，不是，不是，不是。”这是魔鬼王在赶鬼。
So we see here as a multitude, they were amazed and they started to ask, is this the Messiah or is this the son of David? Then the Pharisees, because of this jealousy, they said, no, 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 this is not.
他们真的有证据吗？没有啊。他们有证据说主耶稣赶鬼是鬼王在赶鬼？没有啊。
So did they have the right to say that Jesus
they had no evidence.
No, they have no evidence.
他们这样说是出于嫉妒。
So, because it's because of their jealousy.
主耶稣没有做错什么事情。
We know that Jesus did not do anything.
可是他们敌对耶稣，因为嫉妒，就是因为要敌对，就是如果你讲对，你只要讲对的事情，主耶稣做对的事情，他还是要想说不对。
So we know that the Pharisees, even though Jesus did something that was right, they still wanted to oppose him.
今天其实，在人间里面呢、啊。人有时候因为嫉妒原因呢，常常人家做的好事情还是什么事情，可是常常把它说成想的坏的。
So in our interpersonal relationship, sometimes when someone does something right, another person will oppose him.
还有人就说在听到的时候，这个人讲的对的，他特别想一些，在某种情况里面，这个人这个道理不对。
Or when person says something that is right, we may take it and turn his words and say this is not right.
在某种情况绝对不对的。
And under whatever circumstances, what you said is not.
所以在听到的时候，还是在学习的时候一无所得，因为他这个人讲什么，他就想到别的东西去。
So whether it's you know, listening to sermon or whether to talk with one another, sometimes our attitude can be like this.
当这个主耶稣复活以后
，So when Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected,
罗马兵丁啊，看到天使啊，把这个。坟墓的门啊，打开啊，里面是空的。他们跑回去告诉这个公会的人啊，法利赛人啊，说主耶稣复活了，天使出现了，坟墓是空的。
And we know the soldiers when they seen the stone that was removed from the burial place, they went back to the Pharisees and told the Pharisees that this Jesus resurrected.
他们有没有相信
？But did the Pharisees believe?
没有
，They did not.
啊，他们听到真理，他们知道说这个。罗马兵丁不会跟他撒谎。
Here we know that the Pharisees knew that the soldiers wouldn't lie to them.
可是他们听到真理，他就把抹黑掉啊！这可能他们看错了，还是发什么事情了？绝对不可能的。
And to the Pharisees, they turned a blind eye and said, "This is not possible."
那想想看，今天可能神会借着某些人来告诉我们一些事情。
So today, God may use a few individuals to tell us news.
可是因为我们的骄傲的心。嫉妒的心别人怎么讲就把它抹掉这个你们说错了不管怎么样啊，我就是对的
But because of our pride or because of our jealousy we do not listen and we say you are wrong
那我们怎么去接受真理呢
Then how can we with this attitude receive this truth
所以法利赛人一直看到 耶稣基督，看到真理，甚至有人跟他讲真理，他也不相信。
So the Pharisees, when they saw the truth, which is Jesus Christ, and people did tell him about Jesus, but they did not believe.
我发觉到，人们哦，有时候会把别人当成一种目标啊，好像我把他打败了，我就有成就了。有一些人啊，把被对方啊当成敌人，如果打败他，我就有成就。
So some may have this attitude, looking at the other person, saying, "You are my enemy. I just need to defeat you."
啊，我记得有一次我带这个谢长老啊，做那个 Southwest， 南那个什么 Southwest 西南航空公司啊，带他坐飞机。
Once I was on a plane, taking Elder Shea.
那以前的那个座位呢，是对相对的，不是朝前的，是相对的。
相对的。
就是 opposite to each other. Three C facing the side. Three C facing the side.
Oh, okay. And back then, the planes there weren't. They were just facing each. The seats were facing each other.
好。那么。我对面呢有一个绅士，穿的西装打领带啊。
And there is someone wearing a suit and a tie, sitting across from me.
那我就问他说：“你做什么
？”And I asked him, "What is your occupation?"
我想传福音啊，我想传福音啊。
Oh, because I wanted to preach the gospel.
他说他是做律师的。
And he says I'm a lawyer.
那他问我做什么
？And he asked me, "What is your occupation?"
我说我是神学生。
And I said I am a TTP.
忽然之间他跳振作起来。
And he stood up. He was.
后来他说他这样指着我。
And he pointed at me.
说我要挑战你。
I want to fight you.
I'll challenge you.
I'll challenge you.
我吓一跳。
And I was shocked.
我说我做什么事情了？我说什么话？你为什么要挑战我
？Like what did I do? Why do you want to challenge me?
他说他是基督徒。
He's like I am a Christian.
他说他读圣经啊，从来没有读到说啊，主耶稣说他是基督。
And he said that I've read the Bible so many times, and in the Bible, Jesus never said that he is the Christ.
我心里在想说不是啊。
And I said this is not the.
我还没有机会讲话，他就问我另外一个问题。
And before I even had any chance to speak, he asked me another question.
说圣经上谁说？耶稣是基督了。
And in the Bible, does it record someone say that Jesus is Christ?
我还没想到，他就帮我想那个彼得对不对
？And before I answered, he said that Peter, right?
我说对啊。
And I said yes.
他说那彼得有没有撒谎，说否定耶稣
？And he asked, so did Peter deny Jesus? Did he lie?
那彼得的话可以相信吗
？So can we believe Peter's words?
后来醒悟过来，对哦，他是律师哎。
Then I said, he's a lawyer, crafty.
哦，他在问说，还有谁在讲？耶稣是基督。
He said, "Who else said Jesus?"
我还没想出来，他就说魔鬼，对不对
？He said, "Satan, right?"
我说对啊。
He said, "I said yes."
魔鬼话可以信吗
？He said, "Can we believe the words of Satan?"
当然不行了。
Of course not.
哇，那我想说，那这个如果耶稣没有说他是基督的话，那今天我不用信他了。
Then I said to myself, "If Jesus did not say he is a Christ, then..."
那我就翻经节给他看了，就是主耶稣在审判的时候啊，就是那个祭司长不大祭司在审判他的时候，他说：“我叫你向神起誓，你是不是神的儿子？基督是不是
？”And I flipped to a passage where Jesus was before the chief priest, and they asked him, "Are you the son of God?"
主耶稣他说他是。
And Jesus says he is.
我给他看。
And I showed him.
看完后他。从那时候开始都不跟我讲话。
And from that point on, he did not speak with me.
一直到下飞机也不讲话。
And until we got off the plane,
我也不跟他讲话。为什么？我想说我在问他的，他是不是我在挑战你
？Because I was afraid that if I open my mouth, he said I want to challenge you again.
那我在想，为什么他想挑战我
？And I thought, why does he want to challenge me?
如果可以把这个神学生打败的话
，Maybe he was thinking if I can defeat this theological student.
你看，我没有去读神学院的，你看我圣经这么懂。
I did not even go to TTP theological school. I can even defeat the student.
你看我这么懂这么多道理呀。
I know so much biblical knowledge.
领袖真是好啊。
And this is still great.
有时候有人会把对方啊当成好像胜利品啊，只要我打败他，我在某些地方显明我比他好。你看我灵修真是好啊。
So some people may use other people as enemies to defeat them and to glory in this victory.
人有时候就这样做。
And sometimes that's how people are.
人回到家里啊，听完道理以后回到家里啊，不是说哪里可以应用在生活上啊，哪里不对啊，在做专家。
For example, when they listen to the gospel and they go home, they don't reflect on what it says, but they use it to criticize others.
哪里不对？说这变成我比你道理还懂啊。
Or to say that I know more of the words of God than you.
我们看一下那个腓立比书第二章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第三节
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3
第二章第三节
2 verse
3希望我们以后做这种事情的时候看第二想到第二章第三节
So when we have these thoughts let's look at chapter 2 verse 3
腓立比书第二章第三节这样说
Philippians 2 verse 3
凡事不可结党不可贪图虚浮的荣耀只要存心谦卑个人看比别人自己强
Verse 3, nothing be done through selfish ambitions or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
圣经教导我们啊，看别人比自己强啊。
So the Bible tells us that we have to see others better than we are.
通常人呢是什么？看别人比自己低啊。
But most of the time we see others lower than we are.
把人的缺点跟自己优点比。
So we'll compare their weakness with our strengths.
圣经上说不是这样子，是把自己的缺点拿跟别人的优点比。
But the Bible did not say this, but it says that we had to take our weakness and compare our weakness with their strength.
那我们这样才会学习到很多东西啊。
So in this way, can we learn?
老是拿自己的优点跟别人比啊，你不如我了，到最后一无所得。
So when we take our strength and we compare it with their weakness, we will not have this attitude to learn.
好。这个是第二种人啊。
And this is the second person.
看真理一直看还是看不到。
And this person is looking at the truth and they are not able to see the truth.
第三种人。
And the third type of person.
我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第三十一节。
John chapter 8 verse 31.
第八章三十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 31.
三十一节
，verse 31。
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”三十二节
，verse 32。
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。那么三十五节，三十三节，他们就问主耶稣说：“我们是亚伯拉罕后裔啊，从来没有做过奴仆。
”Okay. 33 says, they answered, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say?
后来从那边我们可以看到主耶稣跟犹太人就开始对话了。
So after he says this, we see that Jesus started a conversation with them.
那到最后呢我们看这个59节。
Verse 59.
于是他们拿石头要打他耶稣却躲藏从殿里出去了。
So after the conversation, he says, then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went to the temple going through the
midst. 如果我们看这约翰福音第八章的三十节。
So when you look at John chapter 8, verse 30,
主耶稣是对那些信他的人在讲话的。
And he was talking to those who believe in him.
那三十一节 主耶稣就告诉他们，就是其实鼓励他们要去行真理。
And he told them, encouraged them, that they have to follow the truth.
那真理会使他们得自由。
And the truth will make them free.
可是呢，谈到最后呢，这些人甚至要打耶稣。
By the end, they started to pick up stones to throw at him.
你觉得会觉得很矛盾了？怎么会信他的人到最后想要打主耶稣呢
？And you think, how can this be that those who believe in him at the end they want to pick up stones and throw at him?
因为这些人没有在行真理。
Because these people do not keep the truth.
他们了解真理，可是没有去行。
They may understand it, but they do not keep it.
就像我们今天有很多人听道理听了很多。
So for example, today many of us have heard the truth.
可是听完道理以后，有时候我们没有去做，我们去批评别人。
And sometimes when we hear, we do not do according to the truth, but we criticize others.
要求别人应该这样子做，别人哪里不对。
And we say that you have done this or that incorrectly.
甚至没有不对的地方，也要说他错。
And although they are not wrong, we still criticize and say that they are wrong.
因为有些误会的事情。
Because of some misunderstanding.
那么，如果他们有行真理，他们不会去逼迫、去害耶稣。
So if they follow according to truth, then they will not pick up these stones.
说很重要的就是说， 真的要知道真理的话，要去行真理，才会得到真理。
So in order,
要真的要知道真理的话，要去行真理。
Okay. So if you want to understand the truth, then we have to follow this truth.
因为有些东西不是知道就得到了。
Because there are many things that, although we may know, that doesn't mean we will receive.
我就举个例子来讲。
So for example,
请问你们有没有看过人家去修过水管？
So, have you seen people, fixing pipes?
啊，装过这个洗脸盆啊，还有这个下面的水管。
Oh, the or a vanity or the vanity of a sink.
啊，我看过了。
I've seen,
装过水管
了。How to fix these
那不久以前，一年差不多一年前，我买一个房子。
About a year ago, I bought a house.
我把那个水管全部拆掉。
And I remove all the pipes.
想换我来装水管。
And I wanted to do some housework.
啊，我装水管。
And to
do plumbing.
Do the plumbing.
哎，奇怪，我装完后跟别人不一样啊，别人都不会漏，我都会漏啊。
And after assembling all the plumbing, then I said, "Hey, this is different. Mine, everything leaks, but other a person's project does not leak."
那我就去想，我说就去查考啊，到底怎么会漏啊？别人不会漏，我都会漏。
And I did more research into why, my vanity, my sink.
看人家做很简单，好像这样就做完。我也这样做，可是还是有些技巧，有些细节没有看见，没有注意到。
And so I realized that there are some skills and methods that you have to apply in order for it to be successful.
同样的，我们读真理，我们今天听到一些耶稣是犹太人王，这是真理。
So likewise, when we read the Bible, we see that Jesus is the King of the Jews.
可是我们没有真的去相信、去接受、去做的话。我们还是不懂真理，那只是一种知识上啊，没办法去体会里面的喜乐、自由、真理怎么让我们得自由。
But we don't really believe, and we don't really believe and accept and do this truth.
所以我很希望说，以后当我们读圣经的时候
，So I hope later when we read the Bible,
不要只是在查考圣经上到底发生什么事情。
Don't just look at events that happened.
这是需要的。
Although this is needed.
可是我们在深入那。真理是什么？真理，神要我学的真理是什么
？But we have to look deeper and ask, what is this truth?
我怎么行出来
？How do I apply this truth?
那我们看到去做到了，那我们才知道真理。
So when we actually see this truth and we do this truth, then we actually learn the truth.
啊，最后我们来看约翰一书第四章第八节。
Let's turn to the First John.
约翰一书第四章第八节。
First John chapter eight, chapter four, verse eight.
第四章第八节
Chapter 4, verse
8. 第四章第八节这里说没有爱心的就不认识神因为神就是爱
Here it says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
英文是说 he who does not love, 就是说这个人知道爱没有可是没有去爱的话
So a person does not love,
就是说他没有 去做这个是个动词 love.
And this love is love. Action.
我们没有去爱，我们没有去体会神是什么样的神啊
！And this love is to experience, to understand this God. 啊，
这个是用言语说不出来的。
And this is not with words that we can express.
比如说，主耶稣有多么爱我们。
So, for example, how Jesus loves us.
当我们去牺牲去做，神自然会启示，就像你所这样体验到一样啊！你这么牺牲，你是感受到了。
So when we actually go and do the words of Jesus Christ, then we can experience this love.
所以做个总结。
So in conclusion,
今天我们讲到什么是真理。
So today we talk about what is truth.
那为什么这个比拉多看不到真理
？And why Pilate is not able to see this truth?
因为他没有心。
Because he did not have this heart to.
为什么？还有就是法利赛人看不到真理。
And the Pharisees could not see the truth.
因为他有骄傲和嫉妒在心里面。
Because they are proud and they.Have envy.
第三种人为什么他们看不到？第三种是犹太人为什么看不到真理
？And the third for Israelites, why couldn't they see the truth?
因为他们只信不做。
Because they believe and did not act according to truth.
求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们一同来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
244首。
244.